Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the last day of June, June 30th, 2022. And fucking where in the hell are we? What planet is this? It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 77 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's going to warm up today, it seems, for a day. We'll see what it does tomorrow. Every day is a new, I mean, there's no kind of normal weather around here any goddamn more. Nothing you could call normal weather. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into. I don't believe this. This can't be right. Biden says U.S. will send $800 million more in security aid to Ukraine. How many times? Went to 500-some million just the other day? I mean, fucking, when is the whole goddamn country going to be shipped over there? And are we just going to sit here and fucking watch it happen? We'll be right back and find out.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Biden says U.S. will send $800 million in more security to aid to Ukraine. Hey, you know, the fucking United States has the hugest goddamn, military budget in the world, more than the rest of the fucking, first world countries all put together. And we're fucking every week we're seeing one or two or three more, 800, 500 million, 400 million, 400 being fucking sent to the fucking Ukraine. What is the fucking Ukraine to us? You people had better fucking look and see what they're building over there. Or what's going in the black hole? Or what's going on the black market? They're sitting over there. These are fucking criminals. Extraordinaire. And we're just sitting there watching. Well, yeah, they stole another $800 million. That is not okay with me. These son of a bitches are a fucking corporation that does not represent we the people. They can't take from us and give to the fucking Ukrainians or give to themselves or stuff their pockets like they have been. We gotta take those motherfuckers down, beat them into the fucking ground and empty their fucking pockets and take it back. Unfucking believable. This is from the Hill. It was sent by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Biden, and I don't want to hear him called president. He's a fucking goon. He's a fucking piece of shit. He's a fucking child pedophile. President pedophile said Thursday that the United States plans to send additional $800 million in security assistance to Ukraine, including advanced air defense systems and other offensive weapons. But goddamn, they want your goddamn AR-15s, man. They want your goddamn high-capacity magazines. But because you can trust these son of a bitch. God, man, oh, God. What's it take? Biden disclosed the plans during a news conference following a NATO summit in Madrid, where he declared the alliance united in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. Ukraine is not a part of fucking NATO. We're united in the fucking invasion of fucking Syria. We went into fucking Syria without invite. We invaded fucking Syria and took a third of it, the third with the fucking oil, and fucking occupied it. That's where we're at right now. And if we don't stop it, people, nobody's gonna fucking stop it. You wait till you see what they got in plans for fucking pumping more of these son of a bitches in here into this. You're going to be outnumbered. You're just going to be so fucking outnumbered. You just fucking, oh, I guess there's nothing I can do about it now. I sit here with my finger at my ass fucking shining my gun for fucking 20 years and now she's over, damn it. I could have voted with that finger. Biden said the new assistance package. Fucking what? Who is this son of a bitch? Who is this son of a... Who are these motherfucking goddamn communists who are out of... They are not being checked. They are not being checked by this way or that way. There is no check on any of this fucking goddamn rogue power that's being fucking thrown in our faces. We got to be the check. We got to shut these motherfuckers down. Biden said in the new assistance package would also include more... counter-battery radars, artillery and ammunition, including ammunition for high-mobility artillery, rocket systems that the U.S. has recently supplied to the Ukrainians. Biden also predicted that other countries would send HIMARS, I guess is what they're called, to the Ukraine. Man, I mean, fuck, what in the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of there! None of our goddamn, what if the Russians would have done the same fucking thing over there in fucking Syria? I mean, they did fly fucking air cover and shit, you know, try to make a no-fly zone to keep it. But fucking still, we're occupying half of Syria. We invaded them unlawfully. I mean, we just flat ass, this is empire building, people. And to the main empire, which will be the one world fucking order. And there'll be one at the fucking top. But right now they're just fighting over who's going to get what. And who's going to be whose fucking slave? Well, I'm going to be none of your fucking slaves. You fucking, and to the people out there that can't fucking see this, you know, I wonder about that 3% that fought the so-called Revolutionary War, my fucking ball sack, who fought to give us the goddamn right to think, to give us the right to fucking act on our own fucking thoughts and not live by the will of another. I think about, you know, fucking, if there was only 3% of them, you think you're surrounded by fucking idiots? You think you're surrounded by fucking goddamn traitors? Tories? So were they. But they fucking did something, man. They didn't just fucking take it in the ass. They tarred, they feathered, they hung, they made aggressive fucking moves and they fucking brought the fuck, bring it on, motherfucker. I'm not seeing it out of you. Let's see here. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said earlier this week that the U.S. would be sending medium and long-range air defense systems to Ukraine, though he declined to specify the particular system. Ooh, top secret. Shh. This is their lie of the day. I mean, right now they're sitting over there around a fucking big table. I think Biden's out of town. But it doesn't matter because the fucking real head of the fucking mafia, of Ukraine mafia, the Karzaian mafia, is fucking goddamn Hunter Biden. And they're sitting there, they're dividing up our fucking goddamn wealth of our country, people. They are eating out our fucking substance and they're fucking handing it over to themselves. And if we don't fucking put a stop to it, we ain't gonna have nothing to stop it with. We got our guns. But I mean, right in our face, they're trying to cut off our goddamn some ammunition supplies. We're the defense of this country and we are not fucking defending it. We're not defending the goddamn Bill of Rights. We're not defending the law of this goddamn country. We're not defending ourselves. We're not defending our children who are being pedophiled That there ought to be enough to just make you want to just fuck. I ain't fucking American. Who wants to be one of them fucking Khazarian pieces of shit? We won't defend children against pedophilia. There's something wrong here, people. It's way fucking wrong. Congress has authorized roughly $4 billion, 40, no, I'm sorry, I don't mean that four thing, what am I saying? $40 billion in security, economic, and humanitarian assistance for Ukraine, and the administration can draw from Biden. Now, when this whole fucking thing started out, this whole thing, Biden's gonna run for, it was laughable. Yeah, I mean, there was no fucking election. There's never been, it's like Hubert said, there's never been a goddamn election in this country. Not a fucking true fucking election. There hasn't ever been. It's always been the goddamn corporations running every fucking thing, and the goddamn political parties are corporations, make no mistake about it. And they give you, do you want to vote for Cocksucker 1 or Cocksucker 2? Cocksucker 1, he's already told a bunch of you the lies that he is going to fucking perpetrate upon you. And Cocksucker 2 has then told you his lies. Now, which one are you going to vote for? I hear people, you vote? You vote, you're the stupidest son of a bitch to ever breathe there. Just let yourself know that. I think that when you fucking go in your little booth in there, and you're doing your big, oh man, I'm powerful. You're nothing. It's a big fucking club and you ain't in it. So you go poke your thing and you come out and you chest poking out. I've done my civic duty. You're a piece of fucking dog shit. You've committed treason against your people and you're going to pay for it by participating in a fucking foreign fucking vote. Because this is not a fucking United States of America fucking vote. This is a goddamn corporate fucking vote. A corporation that was created in violation of the ninth article of the fucking Supreme Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 cannot be fucking changed as the law of this fucking land. But you gotta fucking enforce it. You gotta have the fucking balls to enforce it. We got this $40 billion account here that Biden, which this is Biden, you know, economic and humanitarian assistance for Ukraine that the administration can draw from. Biden indicated that formal announcement of the new, tranche, they're calling it, T-R-A-N-C-H, tranche of $800 million in assistance will be made in the coming days. $800 million fucking, our fucking country's falling apart, people. Our people are living under fucking bridges. Our roads are deteriorated the way the buildings look like this place. I went down to Mexico when I was a kid. I've been down there a couple of times since, but I mean, first time I went down there with my parents, you know, I'm looking around at the place. It just looked depleted. Everything was worn out. Everything was fucking second rate. You come back to the United States and everything's fucking, you know, it looks brand new. This fucking country's starting to look like Mexico looked like when I was a kid. And they're telling you to expect less. No, I expect more, son of a bitch. I know what you have that belongs to me, and I'm going to take it away from you. And then I'm going to pound your fucking shit into the fucking ground. And then I'm going to put a rope around your fucking treasonous neck after I've convicted you of fucking high treason and fucking sedition, and I'm going to hang you. And I'm going to leave you to fucking hang until the fucking crows and the fucking Karen, eat the meat off your fucking bones and they drop in the street and the dogs haul them off. Because that's all you have fucking coming to you, you son of a bitches. You greedy beyond belief, arrogant beyond belief motherfuckers. Because in the beginning, you guys got to know that fucking there was, you know, a bunch of these fucking aristocrats, just like John Adams. Let's name a king. Who in the fuck do you think you are, Mr. Adams? And then they talked about some Prussian prince coming over here to fucking rule us. It's just what you think that we're fucking, we just now kicked the shit out of the goddamn British. You think we're not capable of ruling ourselves? Our biggest fucking mistake was allowing a fucking federal government. At a state level, it would have been bad enough. You'd had to beat the hell out of them about every fucking 10 years. You'd just have to go in and just kill them all. Because they'd be, guess how fast they try to steal, because that's just the kind of fucking people they are. But at a federal level, that son of a bitch ain't done nothing but destroy this goddamn country. And we all know it. It took us through World War I and World War II. Yeah, that we should have never been in. In World War II, we preserved international communism that we're fucking living today. Vietnam. I always think of Vietnam. You know, Vietnam, the guy, we're going to stop the spread of international communism so you don't have to fight him over here. And at that very time, I never knew this until just recently. There was the Communist Party USA fucking operating right here on our real estate, dudes. And it was okay. Well, it goes to shows to go. They had control clear back then. We were born into this shit. That's why the people, you know, like, talk about the Bill of Rights, and it's like, well, the Bill of Rights, well, it ain't done because it ain't been fucking used. It was shoved into the bottom of the pile and fucking hid in a fucking warehouse in fucking Abu Dhabi, 20 years before you ever fucking were born. 30 years before you were born. These son of a bitches just get this fucking notion that they're gonna do this fucking shit, and they do it. Just like with what they're doing with the United Nations. They're building another fucking government with a higher echelon. That if they think is going to have more a fucking goddamn control over the individual free sovereign nationals of this country, and it cannot. They cannot, in going over there and even talking about it, they have committed high treason, which puts a rope around their fucking neck. They have declared war on we the people. They have said that they have declared war on our Bill of Rights. That's war on we the people. That's how this goddamn war started. You know, they always celebrate July 4th. That's a horseshit day. That's the hijacking day. The day that fucking war started was April 19th, 1775. And everybody fucking knows it. That's the shot heard around the world. But a year and 3 months later, when they seen that we weren't fucking around, that the American nationals weren't fucking around, they weren't going to have their fucking shit confiscated and be made subject to any fucking body. When they seen it was going to happen, then they stepped in. These rich motherfuckers did. These aristocratic cocksuckers that had been sucking the king's dick and doing his bidding over here since the first place was settled by fucking brave men, to the point that somebody could come here and have somebody else fight their fucking battles for them. They'd never come here by themselves. When the first aristocrat hit the fucking beach here, he already had a fucking force in place to do his, he had his balls in place and they weren't hanging between his fucking legs. And that's been the truth of them. That's been the downfall of this fucking country. We've watched it. We have watched it, and then when we fell for that, who asked the people about a federal government, by the way? And who voted for George Washington, by the way? See, cocksuckers have been doing this shit from the fucking get-go. It's just nobody, man, people who just got through fighting that fucking goddamn war should have went straight to Philadelphia, killed every motherfucking one of them, took their fucking fortunes from them, and dumped their fucking bodies into the fucking ocean. So back to England with you, you fucking limey. Because what they did is they went over there and they went to the dark, deep, dark dungeons of the Masonic Lodge. And they became lords themselves. And they devised a 100-year plan, a 200-year plan, and a 300-year plan. To where in the end they would all end up with their corporate fiefdoms. Isn't that what they had over there in England? Didn't they have fiefdoms? And see, they're going to go back that direction over there too. Just like up to people in Canada are finding out, goddamn, we ain't as free as we thought we were. And they ain't afraid to tell you, to fuck you, you ain't free. Hey, we're going to monitor your speech. You say the wrong thing, we're going to kick your ass and put you in jail. How do you like that, Canuck? Are you going to fucking abide by that? Are you going to do something fucking real besides fucking, wave a protest sign in the fucking air? And while you're polishing your fucking gun, are you going to do something about it? And that's same for you people here in the United States. You ain't done shit. We really have no room to say anything about the fucking Canadians. We're better armed. We fucking got everything we goddamn need to wipe these son of a bitches out, and we won't make a fucking move. I don't get it. There has to be people out there that are deliberately fucking delaying and don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. We'll let these guys go down there and do the fight. Don't do it yet. Yeah. You son of a bitch. When this is all over, we're going to do an accounting. And there's going to be an accounting for everybody. Everybody who fucking delayed it and every life that was lost because it was delayed. And every day that we delay this, I promise you, we're losing fucking lives, people. Good people's lives. Not the enemy's lives, our fucking lives. So just because we allow it to become more entrenched, we allow this shit that we're I come and read $800 million in security assistance to Ukraine, and nobody's even flinching anymore. Just took it up the ass so much you can't even feel it no more. That's just all there is to it. Go ahead.
And the longer we wait, also, it's going to turn into a Sri Lanka situation where our infrastructure is going to be destroyed when it doesn't need to be.
Well, yeah, they're destroying the infrastructure. They're destroying the fucking well, it's not our military. But, I mean, what is supposed to be the United States military? I mean, look what they've done. I mean, this country, fucking, if we had a war, we're going to fight. Maybe they figure this is the only way they can get us to fight the Chinese and the fucking Russians is to fucking destroy our fucking goddamn, the capabilities of the NATO fucking military that we're financing. Because that's what they're fucking doing. And they're destroying the infrastructure. And they're fucking, taking the gas. I guess that's infrastructure. The fucking food. We are being set up for a fucking hammering, people. And you better be some mean motherfuckers coming right out the fucking gate. I mean mean beyond, but you're not gonna, you're a fucking bunch of cowards. I don't get you. I do not understand how do they sleep with themselves? Tell me that, brother.
That's what's so frustrating, is that the Sri Lankans are going after their politicians with fucking sticks, with clubs, with fire. And we have the weaponry that we have, yep. And we have the Bill of Rights, and we're just sitting here.
I hear you. I don't know. I don't sleep well because of it. It's just what's wrong with the goddamn people here? What's wrong with the American nationals? What happened to the people, the land of the free? What happened to the home of the brave people that called this place home? I know there's, you know, 40 million of you out there, but you have to fucking act. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry. I always say, man, it's because the bellies are too fat, and, you know, I always say again, the indoctrinating centers, man. You know, if people would have just reacted, yep, whenever the first time a cop pulled them over, or any time, you know, they're trying to make you pay property tax, or acting when they was trying to make you pay income tax. See, all these things that I'm speaking of, you know, when you in that mind and you in that sheep of mind, you think that, oh, this is just, this is what the government supposed to be doing. And, you know, it's not a lot of people out there that have kids that are hungry right now. It's some, but it's not a lot. You know, so the bellies are fat and the indoctrination is just too deep in some of my things.
I have to agree with you there about 110%. But the bottom line is, you know, it's like the person that was on the comment line yesterday. Why doesn't the government do this? Why doesn't the government take care of this and take care of that? The dependency. It all really comes down to the goddamn wealth of the country. The wealth, how did the wealth of the country end up in the hands of these fucking aristocrats, the very son of a bitches that were serving the fucking king? How did that happen? If there was going to be, go ahead.
Hey, Henry, hold on. Did you say that person said what? Why don't the government do what? Do this or do the begging? I mean, this. Wait, see, this is what I mean. An American, if we were taught right, instead of, you know, we get into our 30s and all of a sudden we learn from word from the trenches how free we're supposed to be. If that person was a true American, then I'm saying government don't even supposed to be in your personal life.
No.
See, like you always say, man, this indoctrination of communism, we was all born into. We were born into communism. That's a communist mindset.
Exactly. And as we, and that's how they work that communism. That's how they did it. You know, you talk about, man, how in the fuck they forced him. It was called incrementalism. I mean, you start out being taught that fucking taught the good lies. George Washington was the father of your country, and he, all the one of these wonderful men, Hancock, Adams, fucking, Madison, all of these people. Oh, these were the fathers. No, they weren't the fathers of our country. They were the cocksuckers of the past. They were the king's fucking men in the goddamn colonies, people. You have to understand that. And after the people rose up against them, because they were the king in this country. They were the king's face in this country. When the people rose up at fucking Lexington and Concord, that's what they were rising up against, those bastards. And who ended up in fucking charge? Those bastards who went to goddamn England into the deep dark dungeons and became fucking lords and fucking a part of the royalty. Them same bastards. And the same bastards we're dealing with today. All we have ever had to do is wipe those son of a bitches out. Wipe these fucking monarchs out. We outnumber the monarchies in this world. Jesus, think it, people. What fucking, shit, hundreds of thousands to one? To one person? We outnumber them like that and they exercise this kind of fucking control over us? There's something wrong with us. There's something defective in us. It's called cowardice. And it's an ugly thing, man. I mean, shit, you know, when you're growing up and you have to face your fucking bullies. That's why they don't want people facing bullies. That's why nobody should get angry. Nobody should get angry about nothing. Anger is a natural motherfucking goddamn emotion. It's as natural as laughing, as being happy, being glum, being fucking bored, you know, being pissed off is fucking just, they're telling you to take something natural. Maybe that's what this goddamn platelets do in this RNA that they're fucking pumping in their fucking shoulders. Maybe that takes away your fucking goddamn balls. I don't know. But I know that fucking.
If you can't get angry.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, and if you can't get angry and you don't teach your children on to hate evil, then they also can't love. Because if you can't hate evil, then you can't love and respect and defend anything.
No, you can't. And then think about growing up, you know, even like with the Andy Griffith Show, when they were doing their own programming. Like when Opie gets his black eye because he had to face the bully down. That was one of the things of growing up, is facing your bullies down. And that's what we have right here. And we have a whole goddamn, like, three generations here who've never faced the bullies down. They've never been in a goddamn fist fight before. That's the fucking problem, man. I mean, I don't know when, the first fight I seen that really was a mean ass fight. I was just a little fucker, man. I was probably about, I'm going to say I was 7 or 8. And it was after a stock car race in a fucking pizza parlor. And these two dudes started going at it, man. I mean, they're big dudes. And it ended up, they took it outside in the parking lot. And I mean, there's a huge fucking crowd. And I mean, I'm seeing fucking blood flying. I mean, they're busting each other up good. Until the cops come in, I was shaking. It was scary. It's such fucking, I mean, see a release of violence like that. But then, you know, fucking, by the time I was that age, I was the same fucking way. I'd learned to face life. That's a reality in life. Fighting is a reality of your fucking life. You're going to fight and you're going to see what made them guys tear at each other. You're going to feel that fucking anger where you want to rip somebody. You want to kill that son of a bitch. That's what you're doing if you're a real fighter. When you go in, I don't care what the deal is. You're trying to beat that motherfucker to death or until he quits moving anyway. But these guys are all just like, it's like I talk about the fight down at the goddamn, at the gas station with the two girls and the guy pulls up and somebody call the police. Somebody call the police. He was just like that, you know, it's like a little kid. He was scared shitless of two girls over there fucking 50 yards away from him fighting. What the fuck? How's it going to hurt you? We're sitting there, entertainment. But this guy here, I mean, just right away, I mean, he's in a total fucking panic. I said, hey, mind your own fucking business. Get back in your fucking car. He did. He got his gas and got the hell out of there. Anyway, he watched a pretty good fight. But the bottom line is the people of today, you've got like three generations. I ain't kidding you, people. I know a few kids, like, I know that my, one of my, grandsons has knocked the piss out of somebody at school. And, I know that, I think one of my nephews I know that beat the shit out of somebody. But they've been raised like I was raised. If somebody pushes you, you don't turn the other fucking cheek. You fucking push back. You push back or if you let somebody push you and you don't push back, everybody will be pushing you the next day. You fucking fight on the fucking spot. And you fight for everything you're worth. You might not win. But if you fucking put some lumps on somebody's head, bloody them up some, they're not going to want to fucking fight you no more. And if they do, get a goddamn stick and bust their fucking head open, man. I mean, there's no end to it. That's what we were taught as children. You do not let fucking people push you around. You don't let people hit you. You don't let people take things from you. You fucking kick their ass. And that was the fucking order of the day. Kick their ass. But you won't see it anymore. I mean, right now what you're seeing is, oh, there's no violence. I see, man, somebody finally put that, God, I think it was Charlie. I put that video up. I wish, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get it. If it was you, Charlie, send it to me again if you would. Of that kid in Australia getting punched around by that little wiener, and then he finally picks him up and body fucking slams him. Because that's what this is like. It's like somebody that's taken so much fucking shit. And it's going to release. And when it happens, man, people shouldn't be awkward with it. I mean, it should be natural to us. Hey, if you want to fucking go at it, man, fuck, I'll meet you halfway down the street, son of a bitch. And off you go. But it's not. We have let our people get pussified. We really have. We haven't taught our children to fight back. We haven't taught our children to stand up for themselves. You know, you go tell the teacher.
Well, look at the men these days, Henry. I mean, you got men that's wearing women clothes.
Yep.
I mean, you have men that, I mean, you got damn skinny. Who the hell? I ain't no way in the hell I'm wearing no damn skinny jeans and all that. I mean, they have taken away the testosterone in males. You know, they have literally ripped the ball sacks out of males. I don't know, from the chemicals in the food and the water. I don't know what it is, man.
Well, a lot of people tell me
we have no men.
A lot of people tell me the plastics, the food, and all that shit. I eat the same goddamn food. I eat the same goddamn plastic. They rip your balls off. They didn't rip mine off. I don't buy it. I think that I just understand life well enough to know, oh, fucking, if somebody, I mean, you either fight or you run. And once you run, you better get used to running, because you're going to run the rest of your fucking life. You'll never stand. And that's just what I was taught. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, fucking people, we're not like our fucking ancestors. You think about the men who fucking won this fucking this Bill of Rights for us. You think about the grit those motherfuckers had. Rags wrapped around their fucking feet, bleeding, fucking marching down. I mean, going to stick a fucking pike in a goddamn German. I mean, just fucking vicious. Not that they were vicious people. They were actually a very decent fucking people, and some of the most, they were the most intelligent people on the planet. They just understood that when it comes to war, you gotta get fucking mean. And you gotta mean it. You gotta, it's not just, oh, I'm gonna hit at you, I'm gonna smack at you. No, you gotta knock that fucker out and then stomp on him. Curb stomp his fucking ass, kick his fucking ribs in, take the fucking boots to him. That's what you gotta get. I mean, that's the difference of what we got and what we fucking need. We need people to find their fucking goddamn courage. We need people to just stand fucking up. God damn, you outnumber them. Fuck, what do you want? I fucking fought against odds, against 3-1, and I'm the one. And I still enjoyed the fight. Because I ain't a pussy. At any rate, we'll talk some more about this shit when we get back. We're going to take a break.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay, where you go and what you're looking for, you know those boys don't want to play no more with you, it's true.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
what you say can make you feel like a modern day queen. Put your sugar in my coffee, your lemon in my tea. Give your mind a rest, give your body to me. Yeah, you turn out. I don't need anyone to give a damn about me. You can beat me down, I've never bend a knee. I said take a good look, honey, where the shadows be. As I walk towards the sun, I never feel tall.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Brief Podcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1246 Pacific Time, and that was Dirty Soul Revival with The Sun Never Sets. And that song is longer than a piece of fucking string. Unbelievable. Anyway, before we went to break, you know, we were talking about what the fuck's, you know. I'm 60. I'll be 61 in a few months. Were they just going to let, were we just going to die on the fucking vine? Because nobody's going to, everybody's just waiting for fucking us to do it. I'll take my shots. Make no mistake about it before I go. I will fucking make my fucking stand before I go. But Jesus Christ, what are you people waiting on? You want to want somebody? You know, like, let's go here just a second. Sammy Weaver, Vicky Weaver, 17 little children. Fuck you. You want to see some more people die. And then you can talk about it, man. We could talk about you, man. I listened to him for years. I talked to him for years on the fucking radio. I mean, if all it took was me going down the goddamn street and dying for this to end, I'd do it right now. I swear it. But that ain't what it's going to fucking take. It's you. You're going to have to go in and look in that goddamn mirror. You're going to have to fucking fight. You're going to have to fucking fight. You could get hurt. You could get killed. But it's either that or your fucking might as well be dead, because there ain't nothing fucking worse than being a goddamn slave. You want to be a slave? You think they're not coming for every goddamn thing you have? California makes history. First state in the United States giving food stamps to illegal aliens. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The sanctuary state of California will make history by becoming the first state in the nation to give food stamps to illegal aliens. This is coming, these are goddamn foreign nationals coming up to you and taking these son of a bitches who are not your fucking government, who are a fucking criminal cartel, reaching in your pocket and taking your money out, reaching it in the other hand and handing it to a fucking foreigner. And you're standing there fucking letting them do it. Did they fondle you on the way across? That is what this fucking is, you stupid son of a bitches. You cannot allow this. But you will. Too fucking dangerous to do something about it. They got surveillance. They got fucking communications. But God damn it. Man, we can never take care of that. We haven't done it in every fucking war that this fucking country has fought for fucking communism, fucking fascism, and the big one, capitalism, which fascism and communism are both capitalist fucking operations. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom, Democrat, announced a budget deal with Democrats, state legislators, that includes providing food stamps and paid for by Californian taxpayers to illegal aliens 55 and older, the first initiative of its kind in the United States. That is taking your fucking money and giving it to somebody who broke the fucking law coming here, people. You do understand what this means, right? He can't do it. He does not have the authority. He can't do it. The fucking Bill of Rights says he cannot fucking do it. An executive with the group Norish California told the Fresno Bee that the policy is historic for the state, saying California is once again making history by removing xenophobia exclusions to our state safety net. Xenophobia! If you don't want to take the money out of your goddamn pocket that you earned with the sweat of your fucking brow and hand it to a fucking foreigner, you got the xenophobia shit. Well, you know what? I got a critical fucking case of it. The people are allowing this. You're disgusting. Expansion of the state's CalFresh food stamp program will cost Californian taxpayers more than $35 million and about 75 1,000 illegal aliens are expected to enroll every year. What the fuck are we, they're telling you don't have no sovereignty left, aren't they? They're telling you don't have a country left, aren't they? They're telling you don't even own the goddamn fucking shit, goddamn fiat debt in your fucking pocket. They're taking it from you. Giving it to a fucking foreigner. This will go down in history. I mean, however this shit goes, it's going to go down in history. Is people are going to look back on it and go, what the fuck weren't they getting back then? I mean, is it going to be such a case of just where when it finally comes to time, you're just going to hand that shiny motherfucking gun over and bend over and just take it like a fucking queer dog? Is that what's going to happen here? And then your great-great-great-grandchildren are going to look back and they're going to find this history. It'll be kept under wraps, man. It'll be buried like they're trying to tear the statues down. Like they're trying to tear down our fucking past so we don't know who we fucking are. So it'll be hard for you, your great-great-grandchildren to find out who you were. And they'll see, man, God, there was a handful of people screaming. And they were not a handful. Fuck, I mean, it's goddamn actually, the nation's standing up and screaming about it. They just won't do nothing about it. Fuck Joe Biden. Go Brandon. I mean, anybody that was to do that. I'll say go Brandon. That's like saying frick instead of fuck. I mean, you are such a fucking worthless son of a bitch. Blow your brains out, will you please? Go Brandon. Hey, Henry. Yes, sir.
You're right. I got something to add to that too. And all of these Trump tars with this Trump 2024, that's the problem too, Henry.
Yep.
That right there, that is the utmost problem. Henry, when I tell you, man, that is what they are relying on. And I tried to tell one of these idiots, I said, America was not founded on, you know what, we're going to work with them King George and go to maybe the Prince or the Duke and try to, you know, revise ours and get our rights back, and we're going to form a new government. I said, it didn't work like that. It was from the people. It came from the people who said, you don't own me anymore, King. I own myself. But, man, this Trump 2024 is going to be the same crap, and they're going to sit on their hands.
Exactly. And you know what? And they'll tell them, fuck you. You know why? Because they're a bunch of cunts, or they'd be doing something already. I mean, you take this kind of fucking abuse, you've done proved you're a fucking pussy. Don't expect them to get afraid of your vote. They'll flush your vote down the fucking toilet. Because there is no fucking vote.
They're so stupid, Henry. They're so stupid. Did I ever realize? I said, man, that dude set y'all up on that fake January 6th crap. He set y'all up.
Yes.
Like the people who are getting harmed and getting tortured. I mean, that's not fake, but this little comedy trial that they're trying to have. But, I mean, this dude set y'all up. He's literally set those people up. Then he took off.
Well, it's the silliness and the goofiness when you have to stand back when you have a fucking brain, when you didn't born with straw coming out your fucking ears, and fucking watch this shit. You're watching this shit, and you're watching these goofy motherfuckers participate, and fucking, and you know that you know what, asshole, don't climb through no window. Don't go, they don't even go near the fucking, don't even go over there by that fucking place. You ain't got the fucking balls to take it. Or you would have already taken it. See that shit where I talk about, you know, they haven't got the guns because if they could take the guns, they would have already taken it. It goes both fucking ways. If you had the fucking moxie to fucking stand up to these cocksuckers and fucking take your country back, you'd already done it, wouldn't you? Because there ain't nobody going to tell me that the average son of a bitch out there does not understand completely what's going on here. They have told you they are declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights. They have told you they are building a United Nations government where you will have no fucking Bill of Rights. What does it take to push your fucking buttons? Have you done anything? I know some of you have. Some of you have, but everybody has to. We have to make a fucking big noise right fucking now. I kid you not. A big fucking noise that ain't a fucking false flag of theirs. No matter what
I just don't see how they don't get it, Henry. I just don't see how Trump tars still get it, man. They get it, Dion.
They get it. They fucking get it. They just ain't got no fucking balls. That's all there is to it. All you can fucking say.
Yeah.
I bet two generations of them probably ain't even been in the fist. If they lived in the inner, grew up in the inner city, they've learned to fight. But then they don't know the goddamn Bill of Rights. They don't know what they're, you know, what's the right thing to fight for. They know how to fight. Yeah, but only, I think if you grew up anywhere, you're like in the burbs or anything like that, I bet you 90% of them ain't never fucking, ever fucking even seen a fight, let alone been in one. That's a problem, man. I mean, that's why, you know, they take these raw recruits, the fucking government does. And they, you know, the thing to be a Marine, they break you down to nothing and build you back. Well, they have to because you are nothing. I mean, it used to be the men in this goddamn country, shit. You remember the old days? Well, I guess you're younger than me. But when I was a young man, I mean, you'd be in a bar and fucking fights bust out. And I mean, and you know, like a sheriff might come and he'd go, well, the mutual combat. Well, who's paying damage, pay the damages. No fucking problem. But nobody's business. He knew it wasn't his business. He knew if he tried to start anything over a fucking fight, that he'd be the guy in the middle of the shit. People didn't take shit like they take it now. They really fucking didn't. From nobody. But we're stuck with what we fucking got, I guess is what all you can say about it. And California is about to make history by taking money out of you, the goddamn Hey, Californians, they're going to take money out of your fucking pocket without your consent, and they're going to hand it to a foreign fucking invader who wants to chop up your fucking children and fucking rape your fucking wife, rape your fucking dog, rape you in the ass, and you know what? Go polish that fucking gun some more. Hey, if you got enough money left to buy more polish, because you've bound to buy a mountain of polish by fucking now. Taking your god, this is saying the country's gone. I mean, that's what this tells you right here. The country's gone. You cannot have open borders in a welfare state. And we got both. And we haven't stopped the invaders at the border. That's where they should have been stopped. That's why you have fucking borders. We not only haven't stopped them, we paid to fly them into the interior of the United States. We paid to build armies behind our fucking lines. That's how many more people are going to have to die because of fucking stupidity and cowardice. There's nothing else. It's stupidity and cowardice. I mean, if you're not a fucking coward, you'll figure out a way. Go ahead, sorry.
It's just cowardice. It ain't stupidity. They know what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. There's no ignorance involved. There's stupid people out there, but goddamn, you're right. This is so many goddamn muddy elephants in your living room that you're in a fucking corner in a little fucking ball with your head up one of them's fucking ass if you don't know what the hell's going on right here. If you do not see the fucking, they're trying to take over your fucking country right fucking now. They're trying to take you as a possession, hand you over to United Nations fucking authority. So that you're under this authority now. No, you don't, you motherfucker. I may be dead, but I'll never be under their fucking authority or yours. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national under the authority of the fucking goddamn common law of this goddamn country that my fucking forefathers fought for, bled for, died for. And that's how I'll die. And I mean, man, you people, if you don't start making some moves pretty fucking soon, you better just fucking bend over, take it, give them the fucking gun, bend over and let them shove it right up your fucking cunt, because you don't got an asshole, you got a cunt, because you ain't got no fucking balls. And now the women in this country can fucking want to be around, you know, that's why the women don't want your fucking ass, man. You got no fucking balls, you're not men. A real woman craves a real man, that's how it works. That's why our goddamn birth rate's down to nothing. The fucking invaders are having two kids to every fucking one of them that's born a fucking American national that was here already. How many of these things had to happen? You got to be sitting in your fucking lap in your living room? I guess we're invaded, guys. You fucking cowards. That's enough of it. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, you fucking cowards. That's the Word from the Trenches.